بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Peace be with you. Yesterday we talked about childhood and how it is important for us to deal with the legacy we receive from our parents and from our families. That's important because, as we said, this is the way for us to deal with our own self and to deal with what came to us. And sometimes we are not responsible of what we are bearing in our life. Now we have to have a more open angle, a wider understanding of this issue. And it has to do with our bad memories, the bad things that happened to us in our life, the past, but not the past with all what we receive, because very often we receive and we are happy and we thank God and we thank the people we love. And this is sometimes a way to forget. In fact, when you receive, you can be heedless, you can be sometimes arrogant and sometimes not aware of the very essence of life. Now, the bad memories, the failures, what happened in the past, the separation, and sometimes the relationship that has been broken out of time, and because you lost your brother, you lost your friend. All this is helping you to come back to the very meaning of the past and what is and in which way you are educated out of this path. And the point here is to remember that bad memories have a very important role to play in your life. Is to bring you back to the relationship to yourself and the relationship to God, in order to understand here that what did not go well in the past, what did not happen the way you wanted it to happen in your past, is a way for you to ponder, to meditate about the very essence of your life. Because if you are dealing with all these failures, all these bad memories, and the bad memories of the past are not going to prevail if you have a deep faith in the present. And to rely and to trust God is very much this. It's very much to understand that nothing happened in my life without a meaning. And the point for me is that when I come back to this past, and when I come back and try to understand what happened to me, it's for me to understand that I have to translate this into a school, into a personal, intimate education for myself in order to be a better person in the future. So the bad from the past could be the way for you towards the better in the future, if and only if you have the faith, and this faith, the deep faith, to transform everything into the meaning of faith and to the meaning of your closeness to God. That's the way it should be, and that's the way it is. And while we are fasting, we have to remember that this is also the very essence of fasting. Don't forget to tell the people you love that you love them. Life is fragile.